Bulubinaka, and welcome yet again to the Gotta Foundation program every Sunday at 10:30, all the way from Turek here in Suva.
Amen.
Yes, a big greetings to all of you for the New Methodists. I believe none of us is having Mission Sunday as of this month, and we will continue for next week. And I believe most of you are actually just worshiping God this morning in worship centers or are within your family. So another big thank you and Bulubinaka from
Hallelujah.
Us. And it's the second Sunday of 2021.
Amen.
And everybody and everyone still busy with the school things, school stuff, or getting your lives organized. So today it's another injection to your spiritual life to tell you that all things are possible with God. We will in Bonoa, a Tikoboli TV, Kim Dominita Siri, and Bonoa on the Tikoboli making a Sanona, Abaka Sangani, catch me Nakan on the internet, and Abono community became when you were wrong making and Abatakanikoa. In a Kimini Rowani, you're talking and Dona Bonoa, a Kerobakan Bullet can be Kenda Rara, but the Sigavinakanikoa, Abakatali can become the Mabono level, Tavioni, my law, Tuno law, Kemdome Savo, my Lambasa, Vakosi Vira, and Abekanda Mimboa, Bullare. Nakavalevo, na yalovinaka ni vingravi. Abe kete to ni Methodist, abakabodi ni sange oti mana nado to songoni, meda mama na noa, okela na timi listel mi isu bana singa bakarumbuka. So vinaka bakalevo na yalo ni ingravi kaloke na yalo vinaka ni tete maki. Meroni vakaya na roka ni nomu ni vingravi mana noda. A big thank you and acknowledgement to those of the divisional regional coordinators. Organizing the Northern get together. It was a welfare charity drive, a welfare trip, all the way from the team of headquarters from Suva, led by Ngasilevu and a few senior pastors, a total team of more than 25. They're actually part of the two trucks contingency to take the little things that we can help our families back in Boa. So today I would like to thank you, divisional coordinators, for making that happen, and also for the regional coordinators. Thank you, Tamagastiko, all the way from Manila. I see the way you've been organizing the team. I sent today to say thank you. Tamagasomaluwe nanti ili, thank you. Tamagastakayawa and Randini Talangasai, thank you. All the regional coordinators. Tamagasilino, thank you so much, and Auntie Oni. And I'm also, would like to make a special mention of the Talangasai Turangavo, Auntie Sai, and Talangasi Venusi and Randini Talangasi. A lot of work and efforts. Not only were you there to see through the distribution and go with the team, but you were part of the packing and everything all the way from headquarters in Silva.
Hallelujah.
And it was a lot of investment, a lot of time, and a lot of commitment. Na yote na dhangi lamba. So vikimu ni etavenga na ndele ni vale. Waka tumbo idhu na vale. Senga ni ndo na kaitiko. Na yalo ni na namaki kia na waka waka rao. For us, when we were talking about this morning, wakota sarangana against all odds. But leta ni batu ya na wunua. Yo kimu ni sa waka rutaka ngana wunu ni lotu. Ndaramaki ya na kena uniform. Ni waraka tu ni lako ni suwa. Otoro na mataka niko moka vinaka waka levu. Na yalo, na attitude ya, na yalo, tiko vikimu ni mwini marutaka se ni waraka na kani kaloni ya vikimu ni eni. Na yalo ni na namaki. Na mataka niko vivaka vinaka vikimu do mimbua. Kitu mevita loti kwa mevita mani. Na nrenre ni ngoni sala, na lubu ni wavu. Na vivo no eleta watu kina na truck na kena adho vikimu ni yani au baka bote singa ni adho yani mbalata ni tubutuba e adho yani mbalata na yalo ni ngangandri kena right attitude kena yalo vinaka me vikimu ni na vika kimu ni lakuduruma kimu ni singa ni redhea me baka malumulumuti kimu ni semu ni baka lomalumani kimu ni redhea na yalo inana maki Lako chika nina timi, mi wakambula ini wiki mnina wano ke mnitu kikina. So on that note, thank you, Team Northern. We were really grateful and really excited with the achievement that has been achieved during the weekend. Kero wakambula nina sanga nindendenda na lesa tatale ni wivala tutaki imbua mena ruwa na koro sa kirichu mikina na turanga ni wunua mele wakadori kina na songo ni weekend na mimbua. So on that note, I would like to say thank you. I was actually writing it down today. And this goes for all new Methodists that are tuning in from all over. And a special mention to all of you foreign, you're tuning in today. For Europe, I believe it's your afternoon or evening on Saturday. And for all the others, all Australia, New Zealand, Vanuatu, I believe that, you know, it's only a few hours difference either behind us or ahead. And one day, you know, those kind of differences, but it's still in the day. You can still listen in. And all the way in America, for those of you that are tuning in today, and all over the world, you know, we're actually talking about Mbua and what is happening out there after the TC or the tropical cyclone Yasa, and I believe that is a very crucial a topic because not only because of the cyclone, not only, and you may say to yourself, no, we were not affected by the cyclone. You may not be affected, and I believe the very important, the vital point in there is the attitude and the heart. Regardless of whatever that you go through, you went against your odds by believing and trusting in God. So nindavakara utimanikua, a big welcome to all of you, and also acknowledgement, no one is perfect. I believe I've been receiving reports, a lot of struggles, a lot of issues happening, Australia and New Zealand, a lot of things are happening around us. You know, certain things we cannot control, but we just leave it up to God. And I was telling Gasileva to this morning for Cyprus, Tangasifine and Rindini. Under the overseer of Talangasekoto, Cyprus zone, we've always forget to make a mention of the Cyprus zone all the way in Cyprus. And Northern Ireland, I know you're always there, busy, Ralakuta family, Talangase Ralakuta Pisai, and Auntie Steri. So today is an acknowledgement of all of you. And I know it's the beginning of the year. You either have things to clear for 2020, and you're not really ready to look forward to 2021. And you have a lot of lists that is out there in front of you. And sometimes may just push you to forget to pray or forget to serve God or forget to tune in as and when we have the program. With that mention, today, have it like a new leaf in front of you, starting off a new, you know, new era for you for 2021. You look at it, you may, you know, have those fears and doubt, but today, be rest assured. Whatever that you're going through, that this God, He's able and He can do all things.
Hallelujah. Those that does not belong to the New Methodist Christian Fellowship, but you are remembered this morning.
Amen.
All the way from Turakia in Suva.
Hallelujah.
My Sudan, my Golan Heights, my Syria.
Amen.
And Matagani Sinitai. Sinule that weekend and a tuna bunua, Ogaesia, and the bunua Pacifica,
Hallelujah,
Tonga, Samoa, Kiribati, Marshall Island,
Bolivinaca,
Papua New Guinea, Nimbulaminaca, Niba Romotumine in the Namakatumai, program with Ango against all odds. Hallelujah, God of our nation.
Hallelujah.
Wabinaka Takitugainina, though Nanamakatumai. Can the Australian city,
a
town, Lisambulaminaca? And Mataka Nisigandin.
Hallelujah.
Ditagana, we kind of say to Gani, and the Wingani Tibuka in Andrakinimula, the Nana Makitukin in 2021, against all odds. Hallelujah. And as we went to Mbua last few days, we went out on Wednesday
morning,
Mbua, and then to the Kondrobe in Sobsabu, then cross over to Maduata in Lambasa, and back to Mbua before we board our boat on Friday afternoon or Friday early evening. It's amazing what you can see and go through in the situation that you've been challenged. It's the attitude of facing
Hallelujah.
What we are facing, because the attitude that we have can change
Amen.
The situation.
Hallelujah.
So 2021 is beginning to roll now. And today is the second Sunday.
Hallelujah.
So whatever you face in 2021, depends very much
yeah.
on the attitude that you carry.
Amen.
Hallelujah. It's the attitude that you carry that will allow you to rise or to fall, to build or to destroy. Kana kalau bercermai, cermai ya. Dini ni sekali lagi, dini sengone, ya, aku sasuleviko, mutalaraka, basuraka.
Hallelujah.
Ya terakatnya.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Destroy, uproot, and build up, and make it happen.
Hallelujah.
It depends on us, and very much on our attitude. We can baru tu menikua, sasar tu menikua, new Methodist combined to our zone.
Hallelujah.
Zone combined or just for worship center.
Yeah.
And some of us, we are listening from home or workplace. Remember, our attitude carries, determines, hallelujah, set the pace for 2021.
Hallelujah.
Your right attitude, I was speaking today on power in the word, the attitude that you have. Your attitude will determine your altitude. Altitude is the level that you will reach, but the attitude is us. Your attitude will take you to your altitude. Your altitude depends on your attitude.
Yeah. Esa na tarong beka na tava na attitude. Na attitude na ivalavala ni matani alomu. Na namureda na kai kureda. Attitude problem. Attitude na problem ni nanda attitude. Da budi sa senda vaksangiri vakaronga da talendrendre. Endalo kokoa. Ya kwa kona attitude kwa taroba kina na vika roni da kabana kalo weekenda. Na vuna kiroba sechi kina weekenda ni kumbaleti birto mimboa. Ni watu ya viyo ya na karuni vakatu na karuni COVID weekenda. Nandrakia. Nangona meme kule weekenda na kaenda do baka nini weekenda. When, you know, your resources have been taken away, challenged. The money that you bring home for your family to survive with, when that is taken away, when it's not there. Na attitude in ondobula, it's the level of the ondobula. When the car core, even don't a car that really, you know, affect you, but don't allow that to affect you. Your attitude, override tak. Na nomu attitude kumo rive ni baya na lagunge kai no kito na kananga. Ni tavenga na ndele ni vale kona kai kito na ronyi mwade nga ndono buno kito ronyi banga ndono buno me kito mwade kino. So regardless na kai kureda, na nomu attitude etukuna biko, esegini duna kana kaurive tiko. It's okay. I'm okay. So wuki mikoya samu nge kai mikoya. You know we are good. It's okay. Malata nangone kwa kakira it's okay. Then you know you are okay. But you look around, it's not okay. You look around, you look into your pocket, there's no money. You look into the fridge, there's no food. You look around, you have every reason to tell you it's not okay. Or you check your children's bag. You may have four or five children, and they're all supposed to go to school. And you look like maybe only one of them has got a school bag. Maybe none of them has got a school bag. Well, all the things you're looking at, it's not okay. But the attitude tells you it's okay. Everything is okay. So that, just by establishing in your heart, I'm good. I am good. As long as you say, I am good, you're not good because of you. You are good because of God. I am good. I am good. I am okay. Not because you can quickly find something to eat. No, because God is going to provide something for you to eat. So you need to believe in this God who's going to make your situation good and make your situation okay. What will we eat? Or where will we go? Where's the money to pay for our bills? So, you know, don't waste your time mulling over or thinking of things that will never change. Because no matter how long it takes for you to think of, so we can send the van on to me. Today is the 10th. 10th of Jan. And maybe the whole 10 days, the only thing you've been doing, maybe 50% of those days, just smiling and thinking, okay, what will I do? I haven't got this. So every thought you have, it's either you don't have it or how will I get it? Change your mindset today. No, I'm okay. It's going to be good. So you start looking around and pick the little things that you have. Maybe little or maybe small. Pick it up. If your children haven't got any school bags yet, pick up the children's old school bags from last year Wash them up. Start with the little things you have. If you have no money and you say that you don't have any more money, you come before God, you write down your list. Okay, I need this to be paid. I need to buy these things. You write it down. And then you tell God, I don't have it. I don't have anything physically, but I have you. And I trust you, God. Because according to the truth of your words, you say in Luke 1:37, that with God, nothing is impossible. And if God is for you, who shall be against you? He says in Romans 8:31, and he's giving you a promise that any man can lie to you, but he will never lie to you because his words is there and it remains. You know, heaven and earth may depart, but his word will stay forever, which means a lot of promises can come your way. Or maybe you hear somebody say, okay, you know, don't worry, I will be buying your children's stuff. Or don't worry about anything, I will be bringing you people's food. And until today, nothing has happened. So don't trust or rely on the word spoken by men or things around you. You believe and trust in the power and the word of God. Last night, we were having our family devotion, and I was really explaining to my grandchildren last night. I had three grandchildren last night present. The other two are busy setting up at the Fourth Shore for the church service today. And as I was sharing with them, and I was telling them, you know, you need to trust and rely on the word of God. And two things I was telling them. You need to be diligent, like, you know, look out and check out things to be done. And consistent. Don't do it well today and tomorrow you drop it off. Don't do it well this week and drop it next week. Don't do it well this month and drop it next month. And I was trying to teach them the basics on how to achieve in their schoolwork by being consistent and the duties at home. And usually at home, we have a fellowship today. Like now, they are logging in. And they're watching from Lot 3 in Sekolo Road. So Bulavinaka to Lot 3, Sekolo Road congregation. And every Saturday, there's certain things that needs to be done at home. We need to rearrange our lounge to reflect the worship center so they can come and sit. And also, we need them to prepare the Holy Communion. And that has been happening throughout the COVID time. Nearly most of the mornings, I'm coming to come here, and I'm reminding them, okay, who's doing the Holy Communion? Do the Holy Communion. You know, set up. What's the roster? Who's leading today? Because we do our roster at home. We have our grandchildren standing up to lead the service, do Holy Communion, and everything. So last night, I was telling them, I shouldn't be doing that all the time. By being consistent, meaning you tell yourself, okay, I can do this thing. Especially when it has to do with the things of God. Because when you do that, God is looking your way. Whatever that you're going to be praying for the whole year, for your achievement for 2021, you know, just by doing that consistently, doing the Holy Communion, setting up the church service and the worship center, sitting there waiting on God. It may sound so simple, but I believe that simplicity, a call upon greatness into your life and answered prayers to your life. And this morning, surprisingly, I was still in my bedroom getting ready to come. Two knock. One was earlier, about 1 hour earlier. There's a knock on my door. And I said, yeah, who is it? So I opened the door. One of them standing there, can I borrow the key to your office to get the Holy Communion and stuff? I searched for my key, couldn't find it. And I said, okay, come back later. And then another hour later, the other one came, knock on the door. Nana, can I borrow the key to set up the Holy Communion and stuff? So by the time I get into the lounge, the room set up, the Holy Communion ready. And it may be so simple, an example that I'm giving you today, but sometimes we forget about this simplicity of just being honest with God and doing the things you can do and maintain it. So from your angle or from wherever you're listening in, you may be writing your list today. And I need you today, as we have Holy Communion, for you to write your list. Like what I said, most of us, our school things is not complete for our children. Some of us, we haven't really cleared the bill for 2021. You know, some of us, we don't even think beyond tomorrow. There's just too many things out there on your plate. But take today as that day. Take ownership. It's your attitude. Smile. And there's more to life than that. Some of you, it's like your burden's going with you. And you are always grumpy. You're always not smiling. It's like you're in another world. Hey, have a life. Rise above it. Because no matter how hard you think about it, it's not going to change. But when you have the right attitude and place it before God, and be happy. You know, just be content. The contentment in you. Be happy. If you have a piece of cassava to eat today, be happy. Just be content. That contentment, you know, takes you to another level. Because your attitude tells you, I'm not complaining there's no food. I'm not complaining that I'm lacking. I have a piece of cassava that I can eat today. I have a cup of tea that I can have today. And I'm okay. So by having that right attitude, wouldn't God watch over you? Wouldn't God come closer and listen to you? Wouldn't God change your situation before you just because you have the right attitude?
When we talk about the right attitude, listen, having faith in God.
Amen.
That nothing is impossible. Yes. God can do it. When we travel through Mbua, village after village after Hallelujah. Village, then you see two attitudes. one attitude just lazing around. One attitude is looking forward to the things of God.
Amen.
While other attitude, the third one that I'll mention, is like no care attitude.
Hallelujah.
No repairing, no wake up, no planting. It's just like continue with life and not rebuilding. When you have the right attitude that we're talking about,
hallelujah,
that you want God to be part of your rebuilding.
Amen.
You want God to be part of your future. You want God to take over and take control of your life. And
hallelujah,
that is the right attitude. That nothing is impossible. Why? Because you have God in you.
Amen.
Not the attitude of just sitting and lazing around.
And waiting
and like a no-care attitude.
Amen.
No. And sometimes when you go to villages in Mbua, it's a fact that is happening right now. No rebuilding, no picking up of the corrugated iron or rebuilding. No, to me, when you have a right attitude, when you have God with you, you start and God will continue and God will finish.
Hallelujah.
Because you have a right attitude. Hallelujah. And God turns his eyes when you have in yourself the right attitude. Will God, I can do it.
Oh.
God will finish it. God will complete what I'm studying.
Amen.
And that is the right attitude of Moses. While the children of Israel crying and want to go back to Egypt, Moses continue with the right attitude.
Hallelujah.
God will do it. God will make a dry land. God will supply food from heaven.
Hallelujah.
Somehow, God will do it.
Amen.
There's no water. God will provide. That is the right attitude that we are talking about today. So regardless of what you're facing, your right attitude, we call it faith.
Oh, hallelujah.
That right attitude, we call it faith. Hallelujah. You walk into the situation, that situation will change. Why?
Amen.
Because you have the right attitude.
Yes.
Because greater,
hallelujah.
When 1 John was talking about greater is the one who is in you.
Yeah.
He's talking about whatever situation that is in front of you will change. Why it will change? Because greater is the one who is in you and the one out there in the world. While the world will throw things in your face, your right attitude in God will change it.
Hallelujah. Yes.
Exactly what you need. Exactly what you want. Very important to have a right attitude.
Yes.
I was sharing today on Friday morning. Hallelujah. On Thursday evening, we have a service at Katoniberry Ground. So in Lambasa. We have a lot of senior pastors. Said, okay, 4:30 we meet here at Katoniberry Ground. We just come and pray and have fellowship. Hallelujah. And it'll be the 8th. And it's the end of our 7 days fasting. Hallelujah. So when we arrived at 4:30 in the morning, there was a heavy rain. The people from Lambasa will witness of what I'm saying. The heavy rain, and it was continuously. Hallelujah. So we went to the ground at Katoniberry. You know, it was up to my ankle. You know, that rain just went into my shoes. I was just standing there. Hallelujah. At about 7:30, we left Lambasa on our way to Nambualu. And it was heavy rain, and it was quite dark. It does not look like a morning. It was look like an evening because the heavy rain, thick cloud and very low. So we were talking and I said, oh, somewhere, somehow God will intervene.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh.
Because we have the right attitude.
Yeah.
God will do it. When we pass the junction to Sabu Sabu on our way to Nambualu, then we can see the light. Hallelujah. There's a light in the horizon far away in Bua. Hallelujah. As we face Nambualu.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We came to Nambualu. Even though it was still drizzling, the service started at about midday. The church started in Nambualu. And those of you that are watching Nambualu, the people came down and listened to the preaching. Now, as soon as I woke up to take on the mic, all the drizzling and all the rain stopped. And the sun started to shine. When I was preaching, then the Holy Spirit spoke to me. Your attitude in Katoniberry, hallelujah,
hallelujah,
brings on
the
good weather in Nambualu.
Yeah, see, and you can go for anything about your life.
The gloomy months in front of you,
hallelujah,
will change because of the attitude
today. Don't wait for tomorrow. Today, hallelujah, you need to change that attitude.
Just because of your attitude. Because your attitude is your faith and
trust in God.
You know, when Abram woke up to the Mount Moriah, Jerusalem today, when he woke up, the Bible says, early the next morning, he took his son. He knew that his son will be sacrificed to the Lord on top of the mountain.
Change his attitude.
Doesn't change. Early morning, he does not drag in or complain or ask God.
Especially when he knows he's going to kill his son to be sacrificed.
25 years, he's not telling God, 25 years I walk with you. I serve you every
not
day.
Complaining.
No complaining. It's the right attitude.
Hallelujah.
So when they came to the mountain and he tie up his son, his only son, the son that he loves.
Hallelujah.
Then the voice of the Lord spoke to him. Abram, hallelujah. Don't kill your son. Because of the right attitude.
Hallelujah.
God will always provide.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, we bring you the stories all the way from the northern to share with you because it's more practical for you to identify and apply it in your life. There's a lot of things, and you're trying to tell us, well, this one here, I cannot handle. Today, take one step at a time. Look at all those leads that you know you cannot handle and separate them, you know, identify them. This one I was actually writing down because most of us, we're always saying, okay, my New Year resolution. Hallelujah. It's my New Year resolution. Okay, I will not smoke for 6 months. I will not drink for 6 months. My New Year resolution,
I will not do this.
I will not that. I will save some money. And look back and just think, how many years have you been doing the New Year's resolution? And how many of them have you ever achieved? You know, because we can have every year that comes in and then we welcome it with a New Year resolution. But to actually accomplish and achieve what you have written out, not for somebody else, for you. Nobody else have written it out for you, only you. So you wrote out your resolution and look back, say, just take it back to 2020. Don't blame the pandemic or the COVID-19 or TCSR. Everything that you've written out, how many did you manage to maintain or how many did you manage to achieve? So for 2021, as you are in the week, and I believe most of us in January, we are writing our New Year's resolution. So as you're writing it out, you know, keep your mind open. And not only that, once you write your resolution, you separate them. Don't just have a general one, you know, like a generic one. Okay, it's the same thing. If you look back, you may be having the same, maybe after 5 years now, you're still writing
same
on the same New Year resolution. But today, try and demarcate them. Or have one for your workplace and have one for your family. Have one for how you've been going to church or what elements of spiritual life do you have or your community. And have one for your children. So you need to demarcate them. So it doesn't become like a 2 or 3 liners only. It becomes like a little paragraph or dot points, maybe 2 or 3 per the subject or the highlights that you have highlighted, or I'm talking to you about this morning. Say for work, if you have been coming to work at 11 or 12 or going to work at 10 o'clock the whole of last year and you've been blaming it on the COVID-19 or blaming it on other people around you, try at least for 2021 to say to yourself, check your contract and say, okay, according to my contract, I'm supposed to be starting work at 8 or starting work at 8:30. This is my contractual time. So you write it out that you need to change that to that. So your resolution, you need to write down what is practical and what is achievable. Don't write things like a generic thinking, assuming that it's okay, and then you just make yourself feel good that you've got your resolution. No, you write the practical ones, and you put a timeline on how you're going to be achieving it. Amen. Say for work, you're coming into work. And also, if you have been working, maybe in a week, the reports that you provide to your immediate supervisors, your supervisor needs to come to you and remind you all the time about your due reports. Try and make it a resolution for you to provide the report before being asked. You know, certain things that you need to zero down to your personal achievement or to better your personal achievement at your workplace. Or maybe the relationship you have amongst the people that you work with. Or maybe you're always, you know, thinking negative about the people around you, always having issues with them. Yes, they have their issues. There's some things that they do that bother you, they irritate you, they can be a thorn. But don't allow that to overwhelm you. Don't allow that to, to define you. You rise above that. You try and maintain the relationship and respect the people around you and honor them for who they are.
Yeah.
And, demarcate a line. So You will know what I'm talking about today if you are actually working in the workplace. And I believe just by having that thought, the Holy Spirit will guide you on what you need to do to correct yourself or correct the situation you're in. Because we can be writing the list, okay, I need a promotion or I need another job opening. That, I will guarantee today, will never happen if you don't change this. So make that your resolution and make it, you know, like in a day. Maybe you come and you hold your pen, you sit around. Most of the time during the day, you are busy doing your Facebook or busy doing other things that is not beneficial to the company. And the day come and you're just waiting for the time to finish at 5 o'clock. So you zoom out of the office. For 2021, write it down. Then every hour that the company pays you, for you to say to yourself, I need to give back to this company who's paying me every hour from this morning until this afternoon. So before you leave your office, you check your book, check on the things to do, and see whether you have accomplished or achieved some percentage of work that you can say to yourself, oh, I feel good. I'm being paid today, and this is what I give back. Some issues that I usually have in the office, and I'll call that person and say, okay, you tell me. I'm looking at this work that you're handing me, and I see the attitude displayed in the work that I'm actually reading, and I want to ask you a question. So I'll turn to her and I say, I want to ask you a question. Your salary is sitting on this salary scale, more than 20 grand. Now, you rightfully tell me, is this the work you're giving me after a whole day today, or I've been asking you for the whole week, the work that you're handing it over to me? You ask yourself, is it worth the money that I'm paying you? Is it worth the company paying you this kind of money for you to produce that? And those are the simple questions that you need to ask yourself. You have been blessed out of the many that has been released and don't have any jobs at all. God has blessed you and maintained you and kept you in whatever company that you're working in. So do yourself a favor and do that company a favor and make that your resolution for your work. And write about your family. What about your family? Maybe most of the time you're hardly at home. Most of the time you say, okay, I'm busy at work, or I've got church stuff to do, or I've went here. So you're always having a reason and excuse not to be home. So make it a resolution. At least write down some time that you know yourself in a week or in a month that you need to put aside for your family and spend it with your family, with your children. Guide your children. Talk to your children. Let them hear your counsel as a father. Let them hear your directive or your guidance as a mother. They need to have a portion of you, so that becomes your resolution for your family. What about your church? How committed were you? Are you just one of the number that pops in on Sunday and then missing in action for the whole week? Or can your senior pastor, rely on you that you can come and help out with certain things in the church? Those are the things that you need to challenge yourself today. Like what I said, most of us now are writing our New Year resolution. I want you to be practical with your resolution. Don't make it a generic one. It's like year in, year out. And then at the end of the year, you're hardly achieving any. But make it a practical one. And don't wait until the end of the year. As you have written out your resolutions for your work, for your family, for the community or the church that you belong to, and whatever that, you know, that is out there as a priority for you, every quarter, every 4 months, you sit and you review. Okay, this is what I have written up. How many have I achieved? Or don't even wait for a quarter. Review it every month and do a checklist on how you have achieved. And when you are writing your resolution, try and say to yourself, okay, I've been writing out all this every year, but nothing seems to change. So as you write it out, you challenge yourself, that will need adjustment. Adjustment by who? For you. So you need to adjust your attitude. You need to adjust your diligence. If you're a lazy person, push yourself at least to be, you know, a little bit more diligent and erase laziness out of your life. And there are certain things that you need to do. You need to adjust. If you're always lying and gossiping and saying negative things about people around you, for this year, say to yourself, like what I said, you've got this resolution that you've written out, that will not just come in easy. You need to adjust or change the way of living and the habit of life that you have to bring about these things to happen or to come into fruition. So check out all those things that you have, your diligence, your attitude. What else do you know that it can be an obstacle in achieving the things that you want to achieve? Maybe before you're a spendthrift, whatever money that comes by your way, you're buying anything and everything without planning your financial well. Sit down and map out and plan your financial well. When funds come into your hand, think twice. Don't just stand up and start spending. No. Go back to your list and write out and see what you have written out. If you know that you've been renting all these years, maybe 10 years, maybe 5 years or 6 years, how many years you've been renting, write it out. This year, I want to buy a house, or this year, I want to build a house. Look for a farm. There must be something out there that you can plan and map out your life. Like what I said, according to the Bible. You know, every man may have their own plans, but God's plans is the best. Because he says in Jeremiah 29:11, I alone know the plans I have for you, to prosper you, never to harm you, to bring about the future that you hope for. You may be sitting today and you're saying to yourself, oh, that cannot happen. That will not happen. I don't have the money. I don't have the ability. No, we are sharing with you today that with God, everything is possible. With God, anything is possible. All you need to do, yes, you may be saying, well, okay, I'm not a dreamer. That's a dream. Instead, I dream big. Because you're not going to be the one to allow your dream to happen. God is going to make your dream going to happen. Mm-hmm. And back to Mboa. You know, this morning I was writing it down. All the time that Gasilewe has been going to the northern trip that we used to plan for him to go and come up out to northern bi-monthly to do the service. The amazing part about it, I don't know whether you've seen that comms, but the amazing part about it, like from Mboa, I mean, the intention of the trip was just go to visit and be the hand. The little things that the ministry can help with. So what we did, for the 32 families in Mboa, we managed, thank you, Auntie Sai, for that big, big help to Rangavo. What we managed to do, families with children, some of them have got 5 children, 4 children, some may just have 2 children. The total of children, names and numbers I didn't get, but the families, 32 families. But she went out, and I was telling her, okay, go and do this. And I said, how do you buy the uniform? Is there any ready-made uniform? She said, no. They saw their own uniform, so they buy the material. Okay, work out for every child to have 4 uniforms each. So every child has got 4 sets of a uniform. Every boy, she managed to go and find the shirt, find the khaki shorts, or find the solo, and their shoes and their school bags. So all the children in Mboa that belongs to New Methodist, like what I said, for the 32 families, we managed to get all that for them. And when they have left that particular morning, because they left very early in the morning, and I was just convicted by the Holy Spirit that some families don't have children going to school. They don't have any children going to school. But for every family, you know, we give whatever that has been given in terms of dry food stuff. We bought some of food stuff, and the clothing, the bedding, the shoes, even up to the toys, children's toys. And I was convicted about this family. So I went back on the comms and said, Auntie Sai, Talanga say, Sabe and Talanga say, Vinusi, and Rindin, Talanga say, please, can you just provide feedback? How many families may not have any children? Meaning, we have invested, in the school children, but there are families without school children. So they came back with the list and said, okay, there's 5 of them. And I said, okay, praise God. And what we did, we tried and gave each amount of money to this family that they can use for other things that they will, because of the other families, they've already used it for their school children. And as I'm sharing with you today, like what I said, out of all the trip that Gasilewe has been doing to the northern, this particular trip is the first time ever that he arrived back into Vitilevu with 42 sasa broom, 17 big bundles of dalo, 14 bottles of oil, and I was looking at the comms. This is not from the whole northern. This is from the 2 Mboa zone. One is a new zone altogether, Mboa South, totally new. Maybe with just a few members, totally new. Mboa Central, yes, is established because it's where we started. And for these 2 zones, I would say maybe 1 zone, to give that. It's not that we expected it. I didn't even expect for him to bring anything. Because usually when he goes to the north, I will tell him, you buy the crabs. So not for somebody to bring it, you buy the crabs and you bring it. And because my grandchildren, they love Tsuruwa crabs. So with that conversation going, I never thought of, against all odds. He's been going in good days of Vanolevu days, good days. But in the most days that we said to ourselves, we're going to help on the charity drive and the very zone that needs help. But yet, the very zone that needs help, I gave all these things. You know, it's mind-boggling. And to me, that is the attitude. And not only that. And last night, we received another Viber. Apart from the $17, apart from the 42 sasa broom, apart from the 14 bottles of oil, there is a cow. I mean, who does that? And according to them, said there is a cow waiting there in Vanolevu. Let us know when do you want that cow to come across to Vitilevu. And that's the thing, exactly the thing that I'm telling you. You're looking at things around you and you know that it cannot happen. Don't allow that. Like what I said, after COVID,
COVID. Some of you, get out of COVID. You're still mourning and groaning about what COVID did in your life.
In March.
Yeah, and that is in March. You're still mourning. Okay, I've lost my job. Somebody, oh, it's okay, I've lost my job. Oh, I have no money. You know, like that kind of attitude. Well, COVID was in March, you know, in March. And DCSR just arrived.
December.
And in December. And see the attitude? And that attitude brings about abundance. So, going through a financial constraints or financial attitude. Problem, it's your attitude.
Attitude.
And now you may be telling us, okay, you know, who are they to be talking to us about our attitude? Well, attitude. We are just sharing. And now it's up to you whether you take it or not. It's, we are just sharing.
Sharing.
Because we can see what God is doing. We can, you know, witness what God is doing. And I have a friend. And I was telling Gaselebo because the Tangas Venusi was actually showing or sending across the photos of the affected areas in Mbua. And to and fro, and we were organizing a birthday party on the other end. And she came on their comms and she said, oh, last night I couldn't sleep. I was thinking of my brother and his family. And I said, which village? So she mentioned the name of the village. And I said, oh, okay, you know, we just praise God and nothing happened. She said, I couldn't sleep last night, but I'm just so grateful that when I called this morning, they are all good. And when I was sending the photos, and she said, that's my family home. Hallelujah. And thank you, Tangas Venusi and Randini, for providing all those photos. And she said, that's my family home. That's where my brother stays. And I said, oh, man, you know, God is so good. But these are the photos provided to us, you know, the things happening around Boa as we asked them to check on our members. And on that note, and the team went, I mean, they don't belong to New Methodist. And when the team went with the 32 families, contingency of the two trucks, I actually slept the night before on Sunday at about 1 o'clock in the morning, and the message I sent didn't go through. It was supposed to be like we have allocated 32 families. There were some extras to be taken to other areas in Lambasa, as well as Tunulor and Law. But the message didn't go. And the only message I read in the morning was that, okay, we didn't get any other advice from you, and this is from EM Pro Events and her staff. And what we did, we had taken the extra things with us. If you want us to bring it back all the way to VT level, we'll bring it back. And I said, no. So they were taking it. And in the process, then I remembered the comps that I read about this family all the way in Boa. It's amazing how God works. What really got me, when my friend shared, when I called them this morning, they were in high spirit. They were just picking up, like nothing happened, picking up the pieces. And to me, that was the attitude. That was the attitude. And according to Gaselebo, when he went and visited, the same family came all the way from Suva to go to the village in Mbua. So they were affected by COVID. They went to Mbua and yet affected again by TCYASA. That did not change the attitude or did not, make them bitter. It's the other way around. So their attitude was just picking up pieces, like any normal thing, and everything was okay, and they move on. And the truck was actually going, to go past about two villages out. So when I called Auntie Sai, and she said, we have about this village, and then we will reach that village. And I said, okay, I'm still trying to get the name of my friend's brother's name. So I was calling around trying to get the brother's name. When I did, there was just one village away. So I told Auntie Sai, look, whatever, all those items that is not being labeled, all those items that you were late to label them, drop all those items to this particular family. And it's just so amazing. You know, when I was actually looking back, he doesn't belong to New Methodist. For me, what I felt was the activator, or what calls that blessing to their family,
right.
Was the attitude.
Right attitude.
The right attitude. So how many more are like that? And if you're listening in today and you're still in your old attitude from the COVID, look.
Change.
You need to change your attitude. You need to look around and say, okay, it's okay. Yeah, you look, it's not okay, but you tell yourself it's going to be okay.
Because God is with
Hallelujah.
You, it will be okay.
Yeah.
Wherever God is with you, it will be okay.
Hallelujah.
When the disciple woke Jesus in the middle of the night, in the middle of the ocean,
Hallelujah.
In the middle of the storm, Hallelujah. Jesus woke up because he was there. When God is with you, your attitude will always be positive.
Hallelujah.
You are not having a right attitude because there is no God with you. Jesus said in Matthew, Chapter 6:33, Do not worry about all these things. Do not say that what to eat, what to drink, what to wear.
Hallelujah.
That is the attitude of those that does not have a heavenly Father.
Hallelujah.
He said, for you to seek first the kingdom of God, all these things shall be given to you, will be added to you. So it is the attitude that we are talking about today. The attitude of serving God. The attitude of believing in God. The attitude of loyalty to whatever you're doing.
Yeah.
And that right attitude calls the provision, I believe, to that man in that village in Mua, even though they don't belong to New Methodist Christian Fellowship.
And the trip was for the members.
Yeah, the trip was for the members. But he became part and parcel of the blessing because of the right attitude. He also sent me the story that one of the TV station came. I just remember now. And everybody, they don't want to speak on the television. So he stood up and spoke on the television, talking about we will do it, we will stand up, we'll continue to plant. Cyclone will come and go. It was that attitude that is calling for those extra curtains. Because when I saw the boys taking the curtains to his home, and he said, take the curtain to the church, because every Red Cross or every government or NGOs that come in, normally they take it to the church.
Village, yeah.
Yeah, because it belongs to the whole village. But because of his right attitude, that curtains go straight to his house. It's an attitude.
Yes.
Most of us that are watching today, your lack is because of your negative attitude.
Hallelujah.
Your abundance is because of your right attitude.
Amen.
Because God's plan is for abundance.
Hallelujah.
It's for blessing.
Yes.
I alone knows the plan I have
for you. Oh, hallelujah.
It is our attitude that makes the plan come to pass in our life.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. And most of the time, even some people, they don't have, they're not worshiping our God.
Yes, but they have
The right attitude. But the blessings are, it's already here.
Yes.
Yeah.
The condition, you have to have the attitude is one of those conditions to pull it down to your level. Hallelujah.
Yeah. So when you have the right attitude, it's like a magnet to attract the good things. When you have a negative attitude, na rabunrabua, na tobi mate, na kake de neva, e attacked aki. E soto, kitu sando kaluda, senga, keta kaluminaka.
Hallelujah. And this is very good because it's the beginning of the year and it's a good check system for all of us.
Right.
Good check system. Most of our new Methodists, good check system. Check our attitude. Sometimes we may feel so righteous, we think that we have it all. Now go right down. Go down to that level and do a little bit more grinding. You know, review the life that you've been living, the conversation that you've been having, the kind of words that comes out from your mouth. Na kake de na no mi bosa bosa na no mi valaval na no mu dombe de so na no mu bosa takai so na no mu kasete so na attitude ni non dambula. Balete ko na kake de go e vakai musukalevi na bivaro teke ni kaloveken.
Yeah.
E vada manga na munetu kekini. You can be in New Zealand, you can be in Australia, you can be in America, you can be all over the place. But it's your attitude that can open doors for you, and also a bad attitude can cancel what God has for you. So whatever that you go through, you need to let go. And like what you said, you know, that day, he was actually preaching to the Europe, a senior pastor, all the way from Europe. One thing that they've noticed for this COVID phase coming in now, and they live weekend and it's okay, and affect the kikina, my vonotani, my Europe.
From Europe.
And you're going through that. Don't allow that to overwhelm you. Maybe there's some wrong things that you did. Maybe there's some wrong places that you went to. Rise above it and fight it. And say to yourself, no, this thing is not going to define me. I'm going to rise up and I'm going to fight this. You need to fight it with your attitude. Because if you say that you're a loser, then you will not achieve anything.
You will lose.
But when you say that you're a winner, you're a go-getter. Oh, that thing better move. You know, no matter how bad it is, better move. If you're suffering from COVID and you're sitting down there at home, you're away from home, you tell that COVID to get off you. Tell that virus to leave your body. And if you're looking at everything that you needed to do and to solve and to settle the financial, and maybe you know, waiting for your papers to come through, whatever it is, it's your attitude. Be positive, because that positive energy attracts what God has for you.
Difficult in breathing, and it's very serious. So, have a positive attitude. Positive attitude is
all about faith. Yeah.
It's another name of faith.
Amen.
Believing in God. We pray 2 days later.
Hallelujah.
Right attitude. Yeah? So when we are about to go down, go through the valley of 2021, we must have a right attitude.
Hallelujah.
When God spoke to Gideon, tell your soldiers to have a right attitude. Because some of them, they don't have a right attitude.
Amen.
They don't have a right attitude.
Yes.
So when they were tested, 22,000 went home. They are a member of the army, but they don't have the right attitude to go.
Hallelujah.
So I want to challenge our life today. Brothers and sisters, you need to have a right attitude.
Yes.
And that right attitude has faith in God. You believe in God.
Hallelujah.
That God will do it. You can't do it, but God will do it.
Yes.
It does not mean that you can do it and that's the end of the story. Then what is the reason of serving God?
Hallelujah.
So when you can't do it, that's when your God takes over. He takes over when you can't do it.
Yeah, don't just change your attitude for this week or this month or for only a quarter. Change your attitude for good. You'll struggle, but fight it. So you need to change that attitude and be consistent with your attitude change. You need to do a lot of adjustment. Like what I said, no one is perfect. We may be here, sharing with you. We've got our attitude problem as well. We have our issues as well. So we are not saying that we are perfect and we are trying to tell you how to live your life. No, we also have our issues. And it goes for everybody. And it's a good sharing topic because you can learn and take what is yours and move the other direction. Yes. So the attitude and the consistency. That's your take after the session today.
Amen.
Take your attitude and be consistent. And 2 things you need to check. One, check your circle of friends. Who are the people hanging around you?
Yeah.
Because these people, either they will bring negative to you or they will bring positive to you. Either they will make you mamaku too diligent or they will make you vudisan just too lazy. Either they will bring you words for you to speak, good words, edification, words of, good words about other people, or just negative words and full of complaining, moaning and groaning. So check out the circle of friends that you have. Friends that will help you. Friends that will uplift you.
Yes.
Friends that will be happy for you. Friends that will bring about a lot of positivity. Friends that mama kutu, like what I said. For me, the mama kutu, diligent. Because that diligence attracts and calls a lot of things in your life.
Hallelujah.
You cannot even stop that. And second, you need to review, assess whatever you have gone through for 2020.
Assess.
And certain things you cannot change. Leave it. You know, if you cannot change, don't waste your time. Don't waste your mind thinking about it. Just let it go. And review your 2021. And say to yourself, I'm not going to be there, but I will be there. So that will be your take today as we have Holy Communion.
Hallelujah.
We only have 3 minutes, as advised by Talanga Samba today. And the 3 minutes, we will be having a Holy Communion. As you come before you to have Holy Communion, I just received a feedback. There's a lot of people sitting out there and not knowing what to do with a lot of things that they're going through. And a lot of domestic differences,
abuse.
Fights and abuse, a lot of domestic, problems that you think that's going to take away everything that you have, or you're focusing a lot on it. No, let go. Allow God, let go. I received a text on the other day. This is a particular lady. She texts, not belonging to the church. And she said, please, can you pray for us? We are always fighting as a couple, always fighting. Please pray for my husband to find a space in his heart to forgive me for the wrong that I did. So how many more are out there that they are doing that? And for those of you who are foreign, outside Fiji, you have your families back here at home. I'm also for Australia and New Zealand. We came in and kavaka ko organize tech and kani aid ni matinito. So we can dala ko dali da kavaka Australia me kila na kai baka uti kemi kina na matinito. E baka taraki na me buki na nomo bole kina nomo matwale. Mo la ko lida kavaka me ronyi do na buki some help to come back home. And some of you, when you leave the shores of Fiji, you forget that you have your children and your spouse or your wife back here at home. Wherever you are, you may be having a minute to listen to this sharing today, or you may get to hear about it later. I will need you, or we will need you, or we would like to tell you, that we would like to challenge you for you to, you know, seek God and remember your family.
Yeah.
Don't do the things, you know, that they wouldn't do, the things that when you hear, you wouldn't do. So don't do those things. Some of you, you're going there, you're going on a drinking spree, yangona party here and there, having extramarital affairs. That's not the solution. Maybe to you it's an enjoyment, or maybe to you it's, you know, that joy and the thing that you're enjoying yourself. But take a moment to think of your family back here at home.
Yeah.
And they've sacrificed a lot for you to go. And at the end of everything, you will come back to your family. And take those moments to think of all these things. That wisdom is going to call God's provision to you. School children, I know you are logging in today, and you're also joining us on the session today.
Yeah.
Pray, like what I said, if you know that you are already going to school and you're all good, thankful. Just grateful to God. If you know that you still have a list to be answered, then this is the moment, this is the time. We have 1 minute. And we'll ask Gasilevu to lead us with our Holy Communion this morning as we pray and partake this morning.
As we already share every Sunday, the bread represents the body of Christ. And the wine represents the blood of Jesus.
Amen.
Yeah. We will partake together.
Hallelujah.
As we come together. Let us eat together.
Move up to the front if you're actually worshiping in the worship center. If you're at home, stand in front of your TV screen.
After they finished their dinner, he poured out the wine and said, "This is the wine represent my blood. It's a new covenant. When we drink this, remember, all your sin been washed."
Hallelujah.
"Because of the covenant."
Amen.
Let us drink together before we pray. Lord, we pray in the mighty
thank
name
you,
of
Father.
Jesus. And we thank you for the Holy Communion, the covenant,
yes,
this morning.
Lord.
Thank you that we'll turn a new page, a new life,
hallelujah,
a new leaf, new chapter.
Yes.
And we thank you because only you can do it.
We call things so, Father.
We thank you, Father God, for families that are going through
in
hard
Jesus
times.
Name.
We pray for open doors and opportunity.
Amen.
Our children into 2021.
Oh, hallelujah.
Year term that will begin very shortly. We pray for wisdom and knowledge. Thank you, Father God, for those that are stuck up with bills and financial problems. We pray for open doors and opportunity.
Breakthrough into the
finances. We thank you,
in
Father
Jesus
God. We
name.
Are turning to you. We are looking to you.
Oh,
we
hallelujah.
Have a right attitude. We have a right positive attitude that you will do it because you say you're not a man to lie nor a son of man to change
hallelujah.
Your mind.
Yes, Lord.
As we release a blessing from here, we release anointing from here into every home, into every couple,
yes,
every worship center, every zone.
In Jesus' name.
In the name of Jesus, we release your anointing and blessing this morning. Thank you for the covenant that we stand on today.
Oh, hallelujah.
Everybody that's standing with their covenant. And you know exactly. We thank you, Father God, as we release the blessing today in the mighty name of Jesus into their family, into their relationship, into their schoolwork,
amen,
into their future, into their home,
amen,
into their car, into their promotion, into their field. Thank you, Father God. We receive it this morning. We receive it. In Jesus' wonderful name we
hallelujah.
Pray. And everyone say,
amen,
amen.
And amen. Amen. Hallelujah. So thank you for joining us at the God of Foundation 10:30 today, and we look forward to the next one next Sunday. So if you're free living around Suva, join us at the foreshore,
sure.
And we believe that you'll be richly blessed with the powerful word of God. So on that note, thank you all the way from Turek in Suva.
Amen.
Said, then this is the moment, this is the time. We have 1 minute, and we'll ask Gasilevu to lead us with our Holy Communion this morning as we pray and partake this morning.
As we already share every Sunday, the bread represents It represents the body of Christ. And the wine represent the blood, of Jesus.
Amen. Yeah.
We will partake together.
Hallelujah.
As we come together. Let us eat together.
Move up to the front if you're actually worshiping in the worship center. If you're at home, just stand in front of your TV screen.
After they finished their dinner, he poured out the wine and said, "This is the wine represent my blood. It's a new covenant. When we drink this, remember, all your sin been washed."
Hallelujah.
"Because of the covenant."
Amen.
Let us drink together before we pray. Lord, we pray in the mighty
thank
name
you,
of
Father.
Jesus. And we thank you for the Holy Communion, the covenant this morning.
Lord.
Thank you that we'll turn a new page, a new life,
hallelujah.
A new leaf, new chapter.
Yes.
And we thank you because only you can do.
We call things so, Father.
We thank you, Father God, for families that are going through
in
hard
Jesus
times.
Name.
We pray for open doors and opportunity.
Amen.
Our children into 2021.
Oh, hallelujah.
Year term that will begin very shortly. We pray for wisdom and knowledge. Thank you, Father God, for those that are stuck up with bills and financial problems. We pray for open doors and opportunities.
Breakthrough into the
finances. We thank you, Father God. We are turning to you. We are looking to you.
Oh,
we have a right attitude. We have a right positive attitude that you will do it because you say you're not a man to lie nor a son of man to change
your mind. Yes, Lord.
As we release a blessing from here, we release anointing from here into every home, into every couple, every worship center, every soul.
In Jesus' name.
In the name of Jesus, we release your anointing and blessing this morning. Thank you for the covenant that we stand on today.
Oh, hallelujah.
Everybody that's standing with their covenant, and you know exactly. We thank you, Father God, as we release the blessing today in the mighty name of Jesus into their family, into their relationship, into their schoolwork,
amen.
Into their future, into their home, into
amen.
Their car, into their promotion, into their field. Thank you, Father God. We receive it this morning. We receive it. In Jesus' wonderful name we
hallelujah.
Pray. And everyone say,
amen and amen. Hallelujah. So thank you for joining us at the God of Foundation 10:30 today. And we look forward to the next one next Sunday. So if you're free living around Silver, join us at the foreshore.
Sure.
And we believe that you'll be richly blessed with a powerful word of God. So on that note, thank you. All the way from Turek in Silver.
Amen.